From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe, August 8th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Design Mom, I just got a pixie cut. Hey, I wanted to share with you that a new study on pixie cuts found that they can be a low maintenance way to update your look, especially during hot summer months. The researchers noted that pixie cuts can simplify hair care, reducing the time spent brushing and showering. This could be especially appealing to people who are looking for a hassle-free change, like I was when I got mine. The study didn't mention anything about the psychological benefits of a pixie cut, but I can attest that it's a great way to feel refreshed and renewed, especially during times of change. I've been wanting a pixie cut for a while now, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. Next, second, from Namebury of the Day, Marsili. So I was looking into this really pretty Scottish name, Marsili. It's pronounced M-A-H-R-C-H-L-I or M-A-A-R-S-U-C-H-L-I, and it's traditionally a form of Marcella, which means warlike. But it's also related to other names like Marjorie and Margaret. I think it sounds really nice, kind of like Mallory or Melody, with a cheerful and playful feel to it. It's also similar to some nicknames like Marcy and Maisie, and it has a bit of an earthy strength to it. The name isn't super common, even in Scotland. Only 4 girls were given the name in a recent year. It's also sometimes spelled Marsalid or Marsali, which is nice because it gives you some options if you like the name but want a slightly different look. Overall, I think Marsili is a really lovely and unique name that's worth considering if you're looking for something a bit different. Up next, third from the future of education. How well do you know early childhood education's history? A lot of people think that early childhood education is a relatively new concept, but it actually has a rich history that spans over 2 centuries. The first milestone is Friedrich Froebel's kindergarten in 1837, which introduced the idea of play-based learning for young children. Froebel's approach emphasised socialisation, creativity, and hands-on activities, and it quickly gained popularity in Europe and the US. Fast forward to the 1920s, when the concept of nursery schools started to take shape. These schools focused on providing a more structured environment for young children, with a mix of play and academic activities. By the 1960s, the idea of universal pre-K started to gain traction, with many states and countries implementing programs to provide free or low-cost education for all young children. One of the key milestones in this journey is the Perry Preschool Project, which was launched in the 1960s in Michigan. This project showed that high-quality early childhood education could have a lasting impact on children's cognitive and social development, and it laid the groundwork for future research and policy initiatives. In the 1990s, the US government began to take a more active role in supporting early childhood education, with the introduction of programs like Head Start and the Child Care and Development Fund. These programs aim to provide access to affordable childcare and early education for low-income families, and they have had a lasting impact on the field. Today, we're seeing a renewed focus on early childhood education, with many states and countries investing in universal pre-K programs and other initiatives to support young children's learning and development. While there's still much work to be done, it's clear that the history of early childhood education has been shaped by a commitment to providing young children with the support and opportunities they need to thrive. And then, fourth, from Onlaw and Littles. Is Anthony Fauci actually in legal trouble? Fauci was pardoned at the end of Biden's term, but last week he invoked the Fifth Amendment when Congress asked about the pardon and the chamber voted to hold him in contempt. The key legal question is whether a presidential pardon erases the possibility of self-incrimination for future testimony. A pardon wipes out past federal convictions and stops further prosecution for the specific offences covered, but it doesn't automatically grant immunity from new charges that could arise from the same conduct. So, if answering could expose him to separate crimes, the Fifth Amendment still applies. Because the contempt finding is largely symbolic, Congress can't enforce it without the Justice Department's cooperation, Fauci isn't likely to face jail, but the case highlights a nuanced gap between pardon power and constitutional privilege. Next, fifth, from the notepad, from the Mama Notes. Girls Amazon finds for school. I just got back from a drive home from Martha's Vineyard, and while the road was long, I dug through Amazon for cute school-ready pieces for girls. I pulled together a handful of items that kept catching my eye. Think a hot pink barn jacket with heart pockets, eyelet-trimmed Mary Jane sneakers, and a pointelle striped cardigan. I know scrolling can feel endless, so I've bundled everything into a single storefront link where you can grab the exact items I liked. Honestly, I'm half admitting I'd love to wear some of them myself. They're just that fun. If you're looking for a quick, curated list of school season finds, that link is the shortcut. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.